Blog Talk Radio.
That we need to rest, that we need to eat a well-balanced meal,
that we need a hug, that we need to cry. And that last one is so important, cry. Because as much as we laugh, smile, and give everybody the greatest joy of us, we also need to get that emotion of tears, that emotion of fear, that emotion of anxiety. We also need to get that off of us. That's why I started off with that song tonight, because I need you to go into this next season of your life kicking in the door, going for everything that you want, believing in everything that you needed to get. See, so many of us are not understanding that we are post-COVID now, which means the world is open, activities is back open, and it is an opportunity for you to go out there bigger, stronger, badder than you've ever been in life. See, the people who saw you in 2017 and 2018 and 2019, see, they know that you. They know that version of you. But the 2023 and the 2024 and the 2025 and the 2026 version of you, they need to get to see that. They need to get to know that. They need to know what that looks like. They need to know what that melting pot of experiences and all of the different things that you have gone on. They need to see how that resonates out of your spirit. And the only way that they're going to believe who you are is first you have to believe who you are. You have to speak those words of affirmation over your life. But after you speak them, you have to believe them. And then after you believe them, you have to enact them in your life. You cannot be subjugated to fear. You cannot be subjugated to narcissism. You cannot be subjugated to authoritarian bosses at work. You cannot be subjugated to all of the different isms that come in and around your life. Look at the very state that I'm in Florida. Look at how the laws that they constantly keep trying to change here impacts us. But see, what they don't understand, and I say this all the time, when you enact a law, what you don't understand is the Pandora's box of confusion that comes with it. See, when you do something to alienate one, you don't realize how many other people fit that description and that narrative that you're so desperately trying to get the world to see. But how do you combat that? You combat that by believing in yourself. You combat that by knowing and educating yourself with truth and foundation. And then most importantly, you end that all with love. We've gotten so caught up in everything and all the things that are out there, but every single thing that we have ever been taught, should be taught, and should be willing to learn comes all the way back down to understanding your role and your value and loving yourself, loving your friends, loving your loved ones, loving you. That Superman cape, no longer being Batman. You don't have to be Captain Marvel. You don't have to be whatever superhero that you depict when you get up to start your day. It is okay to be you. It is okay to be what you think you're capable of achieving. If you want to be a goth, be a goth. If you want to be a rock star, be a rock star. If you want to be an accountant, be an accountant. If you want to be a stripper, be a stripper. If your goal is to be the greatest slut that ever walked the streets of whatever county, city, and state that you in, that's okay too, because, hey, somebody got to do it. It just can't be me. But it's okay for you. Okay. And I start with this powerful message and this powerful statement because every single person that I have mentored this week has been dealing with an identity crisis. Internally and externally, how they see themselves and how the people see them and their responsibilities, their roles, and their tasks. And many of you that I've spoken to is dealing with internal depression. You're not letting the world see, know, and understand that you're depressed. But I was watching a clip today by Taraji P. Henson, and one of the things that she said about her friends is her friends will pull up on her no matter where she is, no matter what is going on. Get you some friends that's going to pull up on you. Get you some friends that's going to check on you. Get you some friends that's going to look at that text message and not like the tone of the text message. Get you some friends that when you pick up the phone to call, they are wondering what's going on because of the way your voice resonates through the phone. Get you some empathetic people to your spirit and to your plights and to your issues. Get some people in your life that's not going to coddle you, that's going to hold your hand and stand beside you and help you fight those battles and fight those demons and get to a place to where you can be greater than. But see, one of the most important things about that is you still have to get up and do that fight. You still have to get up and stand beside your friend as your friend stands beside you and help you along through this journey. So many times we're looking for others to come, and you will never find someone who's going to do for you what you ultimately needs to do for you. And I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I'm manifesting all of the things and all of the desires and all of the wants that you want out of your life. But you have to want it. You have to desire it. You can no longer sit back and cry about what isn't. You can no longer be sad about what might not be. What I need you to guarantee yourself is that you will fight for you, that you will put the best foot forward for you, that you will give every inch, every goal, every caliber that you can muster inside of you. Put it out there. See, one of the things that we were first taught and first told is that in order for you to get the things that you want and that you desire in life, you must first think it and then speak it into the airwaves and let those blessings resonate in the atmosphere so they can come back to you. Well, on behalf of you tonight, I'm putting it out there for you. Let it resonate. Let it be out there. Let it be great for you. All right? All right, y'all, we're going to have some fun tonight. Now, I had to get that heavy stuff out the way because it had been sitting on my spirit, and I love y'all. So, hey, listen, if you want to talk to us tonight, definitely call in. It is just me tonight, and y'all know I love to open up the show for you guys tonight. So the number tonight, if you would like to call in and you would like to talk to me me directly in the studio, the number is 319-527-6703. Again, that is 319-527-6703. You can also come into the chat room. Our production manager is holding it down within the chat room. Or you can do one of the most famous things that I like to do, and you can hit us on all of our social media platforms. That's DJ Roundtable. That's on Facebook, Instagram, I think TikTok, and a few other places. And you can also talk to our production team and get your things that you want to say to us out there. We're going to have a lot of interactive things that you can participate in tonight, okay? If you know a mother, if you are a mother, this is not a Mother's Day show, but this is definitely a this is going to be a powerful show at the 10 o'clock hour for mothers. If you know any future mothers, this will also be a powerful show for them. But most importantly, if you are supporting a mother, this is going to be a powerful show for you. Because sometimes we have to step out of our own way and get out of our own shadows to make room and make ways for other people to be successful. So we're going to give y'all an opportunity to participate with that. Most importantly, things are changing. Life is changing. Things are definitely evolving, and I want to make sure that we are a part of the evolution of just greatness, all right? So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Black History is World History, and we got something special when it comes to that tonight. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
National/International Sexy People Day
which falls on May 20th. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to talk about why this topic was, why this Sexy People Day was so important to me. And I'm going to read the definition of the word sexy so you guys can understand where and how and why I came up with this. So the word sexy defined is an adjective, and it means sexually attractive or exciting, similar, sexually arousing. But I wanted to focus on the second part of the first definition, which is exciting. That is the word, and that is the word that I most quantified the word sexy to, the ability to excite, the ability to get other people's attention, whether it be through word, whether it be through intellect, whether it be through look, whether it be through appeal, whether it just be through touch. There are so many different ways that we can excite someone else. There are people who wake up every day excited by the mere presence and the sheer energy that you are. And so I want you, as you go forward in your day-to-day life, I want you to take on the moniker that you are sexy. And when people say, oh, well, you don't look a certain type of way and blah, 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 or whatever the case may be, you tell them that you are definition number two, that I have the ability to excite. And I'm exciting to those who are looking forward to being excited by me. One of the funniest things that I always begin to notice when we start talking about sexy, exciting, and all the different things that come with arousal is people are mad at people who feel like that their attractiveness is supposed to illuminate the entire world. I give you a perfect example. People get mad at me often because they always say, ooh, you know, Halle Berry is one of the most attractive women on the face of the planet and blah, 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 blah. And I'm sorry, she's not to me. I know 37 chicks over off Crenshaw Avenue who's probably more beautiful than Halle Berry. But aesthetically, psychologically, financially, all those things that she has that makes her appearing and alluring to most is there. Hell, there's a song called Halle Berry that's literally named after her. So, again, I get that part of it. But I'm talking about the everyday, common, regular person. There are people who get up every morning who look to inbox you. Hey, beautiful. Hey, handsome. How you doing, sexy? How you doing, sexy chocolate? How you doing, sexy panties? Whatever it is that you bring to the table that excite those that are looking to be excited by you, claim your sexiness. It is okay. There are all types of people all over social media today who are claiming sexiness, and they don't look the part. They don't have whatever it is that would make me want to be excited by them, but they are doing it, and they are giving it life. They are twerking with no butts. They are, you know, one titty is missing. He only got a half a testicle. Like, whatever the case may be, he is still giving it everything that he has to give. So I want you to make sure that if they can give it and they have their flaws and they have their limitations and their liabilities, there is no reason, and I mean absolutely the epitome of hell, no reason that you can't get up in the morning and give the earth, the world, in your life, the best part of you. So shout out to National Sexy People Day. Production manager, I want to do something on DJ's Roundtable on whatever platforms that you can do it. Let me know which ones you do it on. But I would like for you to put up our meme that we created on DJ's Roundtable, International Sexy People. Post that. If you follow us on especially on Facebook and TikTok, if you could put that up there, if you are an IG, if you are a sexy person and you believe that you're a sexy person, when that thread is posted, go find that thread, share your picture on there, and let the world know that you are sexy. And we'll be more than happy to like it, love it, and give you a shout out. And for all of those who do that at the end of the show, I will definitely give you a shout out as we go through some of the names and pictures who have told the world that they're sexy they're announcing their sexiness and they're standing by their sexiness, all right? Because I love y'all, man. And I think one of the things that I'm trying to do this new season that we're going to go into in August is I want to do more positive conversations. I want to talk about more things that's going to upbeat, uplift, and just deliver us mentally, emotionally, and definitely psychologically into just a better sphere, a better place of love. Because I don't want to say that, because tired is not the word, but I want to hear greater things from our people. I want us to get out of this place of despair, this place of this dystopia of just not happiness. I've seen too much sadness this past year of people just not being the best them that I feel like that they can be. And I'm not saying that you're not giving it your all, but I want you to really feel like that you're in a place where you're happy, you're comfortable, that you love you, that you're in the best overall place of what you can do, be, feel. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into our fun segments of today. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and this is one of my favorite songs when I'm dealing with my energy being off. When I get up in the morning and I go for my initial bike ride and my energy is off, this is one of the very first songs that I play in the morning when I'm having a stressful day, when I get away. And I mean, get away from everybody. I'm on the bike. There's no wife. There's no kids. There's no job. There's no financial situations. There's no nothing going on in my world that's more significant than letting this song resonate through my spirit and out of my mouth and into my heart and into my soul. And I hope that this song gives you the same love that it gives me. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm feeling high, champion fly. Work hard every day till reach to the moon. These are the people in my work hard. All hold on to the man. R.I.P. to a loved one. Just up stand high. Night is feeling dry. Going on a hybrid fly. Dogs are cruel out. Girls are rule out. Everything is nice. Oh, 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 everything is nice. And if you back up, refill your cup. The music I play till the speakers come. When we click my finger like you rock. She a wine and a romance rock. Reaching up to all on the 9 to 5. Where you're putting the work and a fight to try. You with the youth, easy eggs and stress and all the vibes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 9 to 5. Going on a high grade flight. Dogs are cruel out, girls are rule out. Everything is nice. Oh, 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 everything is nice. I'm feeling nice, champagne fly. Work hard every day till we reach to the moon. These are the people that we work hard. All hold on to the man. R.I.P. to a loved one. Put your cup stand high. Nice feeling right. Going on a hydrate line. Hopes are rule out. Words are rule out. Everything is nice. Oh, 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 oh. Everything is nice. Sometimes I know that you're stressed out. Got the bills I'm pending. Are you lost everything where you work every day and investing?
What you know?
Touch the club, find a girl and bubble band. Find a party, you take out the trouble and but full of the case, this one to be the victim and all the scan.
Today and just enjoy the air, the atmosphere, the temperature, and everything that was that, you really missed out on that. Today is also National Hamburger Day. We had steak in our house, so I guess that's close enough to like having a hamburger. It still falls up under the beef category. Today was National Hamburger Day, so if you had a grill lit and put some burgers on it, or y'all just had some form of burgers today, that was perfect for you guys. Today is also National Brisket Day. I like brisket, if it's made right. You got to get that salt flavor taste up out of it, so you gotta know how to cook that, because I can't deal with the one that stays super salty. Tomorrow is National Paperclip Day. So if you are a person who loves and obsesses about your paperclips, you got to have paperclips on your desk at work. You get mad when people come ask and borrow and use up your paperclips. Tomorrow's day is for you. You know, if you're a person who keep paperclips because you often break phones, so you got to go ahead and push that little paperclip in there so you can get your chips and stuff out your phone so you can move on. You know, celebrate your paperclips. The uses that paperclips work for you. If you're one of those people who use paperclips to clean out your ears, you know, National Paperclip Day, you should be celebrating. There are a lot of different ways that y'all use paperclips, and I want to make sure that y'all celebrate Paperclip Day the best way possible. I don't know why Paperclip Day is on a federal holiday this year, but it is. So for those of you who can't get to your paperclips because you're at work, just write your paperclips a note, and then when you get a card, and then when you get to work on Tuesday, just sit your paperclips card beside your paperclips and let your paperclips know that you cared about them because you was home and that you just wanted to let them know that you missed them, okay? Tomorrow's also Memorial Day. I'm going to give my Memorial Day love to one of my fallen comrades. His name is Compa Felix. He was one of my generator mechanics when I was downrange in Iraq. He lost his life in the middle of a storm trying to make sure that our entire camp had power. He was out working on a generator in the middle of a storm in Iraq, and we lost him. He was a dear friend of mine. Matter of fact, all of my platoon absolutely and adored him. He was just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being, one of the greatest people that I've ever met in my life. And his time here on Earth was short-lived, but I just want to tell my brother in heaven that I love you and that I'm not in a rush to see you no time soon, but when I do get up there, you know, we can have a couple of beers and sit back and laugh about some of the dumb stuff that we all did together, all right? May 30th is Multiple Sclerosis Day. One of the things I want to say about this is I've been watching some of the new technology things that they've been dealing with people with multiple sclerosis, degenerative disc problems, all types of back issues, cervical spine, spinal cord injuries, and things of that nature. One of the things I just want to say on that one is, y'all, if you can help give or donate to any cause that has a, you know, that deals with a person who truly has a life-altering disability, don't do it because you want the recognition. I love people who do things and literally don't post it, don't share it, don't say nothing about it. But if you can give back to communities of disability or disenfranchised, I am all for it. And I don't have to know you did it, but just know in my heart, I'm internally grateful for your sacrifice, your donation, and your contribution. All right. Tomorrow is also Tuesday is also National Creative Day. So if you have children, this is a great day to get up in the morning or later on in the afternoon and set aside some arts and crafts to do, especially considering that we're all going to be full from eating really, really good tomorrow because it is Memorial Day. It's a holiday, so everybody's going to be really, really nice and full. So Tuesday would be a great day to do some great creative arts and crafts, technology with TikTok. Do something creative
with your children or with your spouses. It will make the world of difference in those relationships. The 30th is also National Loomis Day. I had looked that up earlier, and I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I fucking forgot. I can't tell you nothing about what that is for, what it's about, what it deals with. I completely forgot. And, I mean, I looked it up. I mean, I wrote it down. I looked it up. I looked it up 3, 4, 5 times, you know, had my little notes, left my notes on the desk, and then walked out of the office and said whatever. So, but today is National Loomis Day. If you know what it is and you celebrate it, go ahead and celebrate it. But I'm not going to sit here and try to lie, create it, fake it, whatever. The production manager is going to probably yell at me or send me something later to tell me what it is. And at this point, I really don't care. Because if I can't remember and I wrote it down myself, it's not for me to remember. But if you celebrate it and it's yours, go ahead and do that. And then last but not least, the 30th is also Mint Julep Day. That is my Aunt Jo's favorite drink. So if you are a mint julep drinker on the 30th, which is Tuesday, don't do this on your lunch break. Wait till you get off, but go have your mint julep. If you work from home, just don't get caught and get in trouble. After lunch, you can have your mint julep. And then if you are completely just a, not going to say non-employed, but if you don't work for somebody, man, get up, have you a mint julep, try it. If you don't like it and it's not for you, that's, I tell people all the time, you can't say you don't like something until you try it. You have to try it. Some things. Now, there's a couple of things that we just going to agree to disagree about. I'm just not trying it, and I don't care how you feel about it. I'm just not going to do it. So I love y'all on that. We're just going to get that right in our spirit the right way. Because I love y'all. So that's just that. We ain't gonna take that no further or no less than we need to. So that's it. That is all of our days. That's all of our national days. Now we're gonna take a quick, well, not gonna say quick commercial break, but we're gonna take a commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to be celebrating this next topic. So we'll be right after this quick commercial break.
I'll be delivered to my mother's apple with my torpedo. She was on top of me thinking my mother, she was a Scorpio. I remember when I
all of my Geminis, man, happy birthday. I hope you're turning up. I hope you are enjoying yourself. Get drunk. Don't fight nobody. Don't cut nobody. Don't do anything mean, rude, disrespectful to anybody. Again, if you are following us or you're listening to us, there are multiple ways that you can get in contact with us. If you would like to be on the show, if you would like to sponsor a segment, if you'd like to sponsor the show, if you'd like to have advertising rights, you can reach out to us to djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Again, that is djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Reach out to us. We will let you know how you can be on the show as either a guest. If you would like to pay for sponsorship or advertisement, we will let you know how you can go about doing that as well. That goes all through the production team, so I couldn't tell y'all nothing about that. Because it's funny, I get conversations all the time of people asking me how to go about it, how about doing it. And like I tell them, I'm the voice of the show. My production team behind the scenes does all the amazing work to make sure that we're able to give you a show with all the information and dedication that comes along with it. Shout out again to Goddessly Cleaning. They sponsored us for the month of May. I love everything that they have done for us this past month. I wish them nothing but the absolute success as we go into our next month. Of course, we're always looking for new sponsors, new leadership, and new ways to go. I think that's all we need to cover before we go into this next commercial break. I don't think I got anything. Again, follow us on DJ's Roundtable on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and all the other various platforms that we have going on social media platforms. Again, if you have a birthday and you didn't hear the number earlier and you want to call in and get a shout-out for your birthday, the number is 319-527-6703. If not, we're going to get ready to take a break, and we're going to get into our main topic of the night, and I am excited about this main topic tonight because this topic is it's crazily important that we have this dialogue. So I'm not going to waste a bunch of time leading up to it. We're going to take this commercial break, and we're going to get into it before we even get to the top of the hour, because I think we need to all hear this. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
We can stay in Harlem or be bougie in Manhattan. Go to Magic Johnson's or just be whatever happens. I'm a simple girl, I don't need anything. Rain to shine out of my life tonight, your baby, tie me to the moon. Take my heart and go rocking into story, baby, stay to show the floor. I don't need no way, cause tonight it's on you, baby, fly me to the moon. Fly, 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 fly. We can watch the sun drop, we can run the offering. Barefoot on the floor while breaking out the whole rain. It ain't no pressure, babe, I don't need anything. Rain to shine out of my life, and not your baby, fly me to the moon. Thank you.
baby, fly me to the moon. Take my heart and go rocket. Just do it, baby, fly me to the moon.
All right, y'all, we are back. So this topic that I got tonight, this main topic that we're going to get into, the name of the topic is supporting your spouse or partner through postpartum depression. And this topic hit me really this morning. I was going to do laundry this morning. And I was watching a video as I was riding. I didn't have music on this morning. I was watching a video. And I was listening to this husband speak about how difficult it was to understand how to support his spouse through postpartum. Not that he wasn't a parent like she was a parent. Not that he didn't care for his child like she cared for the child. But there were some anxieties, some fears, some depressions that he couldn't reach. There were some levels and some depths that he couldn't reach. And he was struggling. Not that he was struggling to support her. He was struggling in understanding how to support. And so he put a video out talking to other mothers and other people who were supporting spouses or loved ones who were suffering from postpartum. And he was asking for advice, and he was asking for help, and he was asking on why to do it. And so many people think that when we say depression or when we say anything that a person goes through psychologically, that those things are not being truly manifested in the natural. And it's not true. When a person is going through postpartum, there are so many telltale signs for those who have been through it. And when I say those, I'm only speaking of women. And let me preface this real quick, because this, I don't care if you get upset. I don't care if you get offended. I don't care what you, whatever. This is not a LGBTQ plus LMNOP transgender, or I think I'm a woman, or I think I can have kids. This is for women. This is for people who support women who have had children who need support, who need mental counseling, who need guidance, who needs therapy, who needs love, who needs understanding, who needs patience, who needs someone to tell them that it's okay, who needs to talk to other women who've gone through this. And this is one of the few things that I tell people all the time. When you're going through something, as much as your spouse wants to be there for you, you need to talk to somebody who's going through it. Like when my wife had our child, she went through postpartum. And the first thing that I did was I connected her with several of my female friends who had babies. Regardless of what her circle had going on, because I can't speak for her circle, the only thing that I can do is guide her to people that I know and that I trust. And so I put her around several of my female friends who had children, some who had older children, some who had younger children, some who had, you know, children who were 10 to, you know, 8 to 12, but those who also who had kids from 8 and under, and then those who had toddlers, and those who had newborns, those who had had preemies, those who didn't understand that the baby is just going to sit up and cry, those who have children in the NICU, especially those who have children in the NICU, especially those who have children in NICU who has to stay more than 2 weeks, more than a month, more than 2 months, more than 3 months, more than 4 months, more than 5 months. Children with deficiency, where those children don't necessarily know how to control anything, so the only thing that they can do is cry so that they can get the attention or the soothing or the comfort that they need. Partum wrecks some women. And I mean, it wrecks them to a point to where they're either ready to do harm to themselves and sometimes do harm to the children. I've heard women want to throw kids out of the window, drop the kids in a lake. And I'm not saying this to make light, and I'm not saying this to lessen what you're going through. I need people to understand that this is real, and it happens. But how do we help? Number one, patience. Number two, listening. Number three, giving the mother the opportunity and the comfort to be away from the child and have a safe, sound, structured environment so that the mother can have confidence in the situation where the child is going to be away from her. Understanding that not only with postpartum, some mothers have separation anxiety. And there's so many different variables and layers that come from postpartum and what it looks like. Sitting up in the middle of the bed, crying in the middle of the night, sitting in a corner rocking, holding on to certain cherishable items. There's different layers to postpartum. But what we need is not a judgmental eye. What we need is not a judgmental voice when dealing with women as they go through postpartum. What they need is a safe haven. What they need is understanding. What they need is a group of people to wrap their arms or spirit around them and envelop them in love. You know, one of the things that, you know, when my wife went through her bout with postpartum, is her desire to find her self-identity and worth. And one of the things that I encouraged her over and over is, I can't tell you what that looks like, but I'm here for you, whatever that looks like. You know, some women want, and it comes in different ways. Some women just want to be pampered so they can feel better. I know some mothers who, hey, take my kid, just let me sleep for half a day. Some want to go day drinking and go to brunch and twerk, you know, twerk their problems away, whatever that looks like. But you have to understand this one thing, and this is something that I learned quickly being around so many mothers. I have a lot of female friends. I have 4 sisters, a ton of aunties, right? Is that it's not about you, sir or ma'am. And I'm going to say sir or ma'am because in the society that we live in, we have duality in those relationships. But when we're talking about a postpartum woman, I need you to understand it's not about you. They really don't give a damn about how you feel in that moment. This is about them. This is about their need. This is about what is stopping them from being a whole parent. Because what most people don't understand, and especially first-time mothers and first-time older mothers, over 30 when I say older, the risk and the fear of having that child at an older age for first-time older mothers can also almost be cataclysmic to their spirit, soul, and psyche. And they need you. They need you to be everything that you can be for them, to them, with them. If you want to get in on this topic tonight, go ahead and call in. The number is 319-527-6703. Again, it's 319-527-6703. Because I want to know, what are some ways that you've helped your spouse or your partner deal with postpartum? Because there's no one right answer. Each woman is different. One of the things that I know I did is I communicated, you know, with my wife being high risk and going through some of the issues that she would go through, you know, when she was tired, and don't get me wrong, we were both tired. You know, I was working full-time. She was a full-time mom. When I came home, one of the greatest things that I would do is I would take my daughter, put her in the stroller, and take her for a walk and just tell her, go take a shower. Go take 15, 20 minutes. Go have the day to yourself. And I would go and walk with my daughter for hours. We would go way down the street, or we would walk several laps throughout the neighborhood, just so she could have an hour or two to herself. There would be times that I would come back and she would literally be in the bed sleep, and I would take the baby out of the stroller and put the baby next to her and just watch both of them sleep. Because what she needed was a break. What she needed was rest. What she needed was a moment to herself. Not that she didn't love the baby, not that the baby wasn't the most important and most precious thing to everything that she was as a mother, but it was understanding she needed a break, not wanted a break, because a lot of times we get want and need in life confused. She needed that break. She needed that time away from the child. She needed that moment of not hearing the baby cry. She needed that moment of not running to fix a bottle or clean a bottle or change a diaper. She needed that. That was the most paramount thing that I could ever give her, momentary lapse of let me let my guard down for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever that looks like. One of the other things that I did was her place of peace is going to the beach. So every opportunity that she had to either go to the beach or drive by the beach, I would encourage her, hey, go drive by the beach. Go get in the water. Go put your feet in the water. Go look at the water. Go get that off of you. Again, this is not about us. And it's hard. You know, because we talked about in the beginning, you have to take care of yourself. And I wanted to start with that because you do have to figure out how to take care of yourself. And I found balance in that. But how do you help your spouse or your partner? What does that look like for you? What does that look like for her? Are you giving them what they need? The second part of that conversation was communication. Often throughout the pregnancy and after the pregnancy, I would sit back and I would ask her how she felt, how she was doing, how things were impacting her, and if she needed any type of support, any type of understanding. What I would often find out is she was finding different ways to mask those depressions. She found ways to mask those insecurities. She found ways to mask the shortcomings of being a full-time mom. And so we would talk and we would pull those conversations out. I would encourage her to elaborate. I would encourage her to go deeper into her feelings and her emotions and who she was and what she needed. And as those things came about, one of the things that she wanted to get back was get into a better physical shape. So we encouraged her to go to the gym. We encouraged her to get a personal trainer. We encouraged her to change her diet. her desire to want to be her greatest desire to want to be a mom encouraged her to start her process of going through her dialysis and all the things that she needed to do to be whole, to be a mom, to be here. And even through going through that, understanding and talking with her through the anxieties and the traumas, her desire to risk it all to be able to breastfeed based off of her medical conditions and her high-risk nature of who she is. All of those things have absolutely mattered. And all of those things matter to and with and for your partner. There's nothing stopping you from being there for your partner and being a great supporting figure for your partner. She doesn't have to put on the pregnancy weight by herself. You can eat some of that with her. You don't have to have the guilty consciousness of being the person to have an empathetic spirit for your partner or your spouse. Y'all are having a child, not just her. She needs you. She needs you more during that period of her life than she will ever need you probably her entire life. But that time period when she can't reach her toes because she's just had the baby and now she's either had a natural birth and healing from that, or she's had a C-section and healing from that and the scars of that and wanting to be able to do all the things that she is capable of doing, wanting her original body back, going through what it felt like to have a parasite just eat the life away from you on the inside, to now trying to figure out how to be a person and also be a mother. Figuring out that each child is different, not understanding why your baby may or may not cry all night, not understanding why your baby may not take to certain foods, may not take to certain things, why you spent $600 on a certain type of pull-ups and wipes for your child to come out and be completely allergic to it, or you went through whatever courses to learn how to do something and your child won't even do all of that, and now you're sitting in the middle of a room crying and breaking down for absolutely no reason. Not being there when your child has it first, we went back to work. Not being a part of all the different firsts that come along with your child because some other person may be trying to be a superhero in your family, i.e. your spouse, i.e. your parents or his parents or her parents in some other cases. All of those things impact her because she's so sensitive and vulnerable and open during this time. And she needs you. Like, understand, not won't. She needs you. Her need for you is at an all-time high. It doesn't get any higher than that moment that she's laying in that hospital bed and she delivers that child and all types of fear and anxiety is going through her as she goes into the hospital to have that child. If any complications come from that, the onus that she puts on herself for maybe I did something too much, or maybe I didn't eat healthy enough, or maybe I didn't relax enough, or maybe my blood pressure was too high, maybe I stressed too much, maybe I had too much anxiety. All of those different things will hit a mother if any complication comes from delivering that child. And she's needing you to be the voice of reason. She's needing you to hear what the doctors are saying. She's needing you to be not just her best friend in this moment, but being her true confidant. All these things that we say we want out of a relationship, she's needing you now to be those things. And it's not as easy as we would like for it to be or believe it to be. But what does that look like for you? What does that feel like for you?
because she needs you.
Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break because I'm not going to make y'all cry tonight. I promise y'all we're not going to cry tonight. We're going to have a little bit of fun as well because there's other great topics. There's other great parts to tonight's show that we got to get into. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. I do that announcement real quick, y'all. Tonight's main topic was brought to you by Tailored Healing. That's Tailored Healing, H-E-L-I-N-G, Tailored like the suit, T-A-I-L-O-R-E-D. You can follow them on Facebook. And go see all the different services that they provide. But this was a topic that was definitely right out of their playbook. So if you are looking for any type of mental health services, spiritual guidance, a little bit of counseling, fun, and activities, Tailored Healing is definitely where you want to go to. Another service that can help with this as well, which is one of our great friends of this show, is Motivation Magnified. You can find them on Instagram. It'll be an M with like a nuclear symbol going around it and through it, but you definitely want to check them out, and that's Motivation Magnified. I am sure that Coach Tanya can give you all types of resources to help with that. So, again, we are brought to you by Taylor Healing, and I'm going to co-sponsor that with Motivation Magnified. Those beautiful ladies definitely can give you everything that you need with both of those companies. All right, we're going to move on to our next part of the show, which is Black People is Dope. And I didn't want to talk about anyone specific. I wanted to talk about class of 23. Congratulations to all the high school and college graduates that have happened over the past weekend and that will take place over the next week or two as schools begin to get out. But I want to say congratulations to y'all. Y'all have gone through some of the roughest conditions in order to graduate. I mean, basically, y'all went straight into basically COVID protocols, y'all freshman year of high school. Freshmen and sophomore, you know, freshmen and sophomore years of high school through all different just types of things that I don't think any class that I can ever think of has had to deal with those types of variables and be in the middle of it. So for all of you guys who have graduated and gone through all of that and went through the changes, just the confusion, the frustration, those of, you know, missed out on so many different proms and different things that had happened over the course of the years and activities that you didn't get to participate in and things that you didn't get to see, and to start getting some of those things back and major changes and different things that's been added to it. I just want to say, man, y'all did it. Y'all have gone through the ringer to get you guys' diploma and to walk across that stage, and y'all deserve to celebrate that. Y'all deserve to be honored. Y'all deserve to be our topic of tonight, Black People is Dope. So production manager on our for Black People is Dope, throw that on, especially our Facebook and Instagram. Throw up a thread. If you have a college graduate or a high school graduate of the class of 23, please share your picture. We would love to honor y'all and let y'all know that we think that you are dope. Okay, I want to, while we have a few minutes before we get ready to close out the show tonight, I want to say this, because somebody jumped into my inbox over the Christmas holiday season, and I know you're like, wow, you're talking about this now in May. Yes, because I had to think about some, I'm a Taurus, and one thing that I do is I'm patient. I like to think about things, and I like to make things make sense for me before I deal with it or address just certain things. And one of the things that was brought to my attention is the heightened awareness of my show being Black. One, I'm Black, so I don't know how to be anything else but myself. I don't know how to be any other race or ethnicity other than Black American. This is where I was born. This is what raised me. This is who I am. My lineage and my history cradles all the way back to Africa, and also Native American here in the United States on both sides. So with that being said, my show is not does not take away from any other ethnicity, any other group. We attempt to celebrate everything and anything that comes our way, but I need you to understand, Africa is the cradle of civilization. They have not found another civilization that has been on Earth before Africa. There's no science, there's no scholar, there's no textbook, there's no historian of any kind that has disputed that statement to this date. If you find it, let me know, and I'll change my answer, and I'll change my stance. But in my belief system, everybody, and I, when I say this, and I need you to hear this, because there's going to be some people who's going to give backlash when I say this statement. Everybody is Black. whether you are 0.00001% or you're 100%. Everybody comes from a black civilization of some kind. And whether you want to acknowledge, represent, support, and love that heritage, or you want to be argumentative, divisive, and fight for a different stereotype of what you believe that you are, that is well fine, and you have every right to state your opinion and to state your truth. Does your truth make it a fact? Stand on that fact, and I stand on that premise, and we're not going to back down to any type of bullying, threatening behavior, or just condescension of fighting or argumentative. We can have great debate. We can have scholarly, educational thought and discussion. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to attack people based off of facts. Your truth is your truth. Your opinion is your opinion. But we're going to absolutely, on this show, stand on facts. And when we don't stand on facts, trust and believe. When we get the facts, I am the first to come back and do a correction. And if you go back and you have followed me over the years, because we've been doing this podcast since 2008, I have even gone on to make social posts, changes, or notification to when we have gotten information inaccurately stated on this podcast. So with that being said, if talking about black history, if talking about black heritage, if talking about black culture is offensive to you, I do not apologize, and I do not say sorry for that. Go where you feel comfortable being. It is your choice, and it is your right to be around people that are like-minded for you. You're not required to be here. I can't see you here. I can't hear what you're saying, and I can't do anything about that, okay? The only thing that I can do is give you all the love that I can absolutely give you, okay? So shout-outs. Shout-out to Haley Berry. I'm hoping to give her a shout-out as well. Haley Bailey. How the hell do you say that whole girl name? You know the girl who just did Ariel for the Little Mermaid. Her, shout out to her. My mouth is getting a little tired, getting tongue tied here as words begin to come out. But shout out to her for her role. If you didn't see the movie yet, please go see the movie. We haven't seen it yet. We are going to make sure that we support that movie. More than anything, I can tell you what I am looking forward to. I can't wait for it to come out, the new adaptation of The Color Purple. I am so looking forward to seeing that. Although I just hope Fantasia don't have a lot of singing parts, because her singing get on my nerves sometimes, because you ain't got to do a rip on everything. Some things can be real simple and clean. But other than that, I am looking forward. I like the cast. I like the look. I like the updated parts that they have to that movie. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up this show tonight and get up out of here. Y'all have been amazing tonight, and I just want to tell y'all I appreciate everything that y'all have done in life. If I know you personally, I just want to tell you thank you for being you. And that means a lot. You being you in my life means a lot. And if you have people in your life that don't mean a lot to you, get rid of those people and add some people who add value to you. Because I know as a person you add value to others. But make sure that you have some people around you who add value to you. All right, y'all, I'm going to take this back, and we're going to go way back into time. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs as a kid growing up. I actually had to buy this tape a couple of times, My mama got sick. Like, I think my mama started cutting the ribbon on my tape on purpose because I used to play this song religiously. So this is one of my favorites. It's a childhood classic. Most of y'all should know it. So we're going to go old school with a little new addition. Appreciate the music and the quality of what they did in their day. But we're getting ready to get out of here, and I want to give a word of the day. And our word of the day tonight is fall down, but don't stay down. It's okay. We can stumble, we can trip, we can fall, we can have mishaps. Nobody is perfect. But get up. Brush yourself off. Learn a lesson. Go conquer it. You didn't fail. You failed. It's not over. You're not done. You're not last. You're not least. I'm going to take us out tonight with one of my favorite songs. I love this song. This song makes me think of love, but this song, more importantly, makes me think of the people who love me, the people who have loved on me, and the people who will continue to love on me. And I hope it does for you what it does for me. It reminds me that I do need some people. I don't need everybody. But those who are important to me, those who are in my inner circle, at I like to call it the dot, because it's not a lot of people. It's like you can sprinkle a couple of people in that little dot, and it's there. You know, got to use some ink to make a dot. So, but that's my ink, those people. And when I think of those people and I hear this song makes me think the most important, the most valued, and the most sacred of people in my life, and I hope it does the same thing for you. I love you all. Good night.
Here we go.